Hello, this is Suzanne Fuqua, and I'm here to record a poem for you in honor of Poetry Month this April. This poem came to me from my mother-in-law, Jane Hendrick, and I'm glad she shared with me so that I can now share it with you. It's a poem by Richard Wilbur, and it's titled Blackberries for Amelia. Fringing the woods, the stone walls, and the lanes, old thickets everywhere have come alive, their new leaves reaching out in fans of five from tangles overarched by this year's canes. They have their flowers, too, it being June, and here or there in brambled dark and light are small five-petaled blooms of chalky white, as random clustered and as loosely strewn as the far stars, of which we are now told that ever faster do they bolt away, and that a night may come in which, some say, we shall have only blackness to behold. I have no time for any change so great, but I shall see the August weather spur berries to ripen where the flowers were, dark berries, savage, sweet, and worth the wait. And there will come the moment to be quick and save some from the birds, and I shall need two pails, old clothes in which to stain and bleed, and a grandchild to talk with while we pick.
My name is Isabel Eath, and I will be reciting an untitled poem by Aaron Hansen. From the second that you're in this world, they tell you what is fair. The questions you're allowed to ask, and the ones you wouldn't dare. Placed on the path they've paved for you, life pushes you along without the chance to stop and think if it's right where you belong. But beyond your pathway's edges is where living really starts, a land of risks and dangers, and a land of broken hearts. They'll tell you you should fear this land, that there's no good there at all, as they live their lives, as they've been taught, behind expectation's wall. But the best people you will ever meet have wandered off their track, found themselves along the way, and have no need to wander back. So forget about life's roadmap. Follow your heart at any cost, for you'll never truly find yourself if you're too scared to get lost.